AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Donald Trump's hush money trial is back in session, and our Mark Sisak reports jurors heard a recording of him discussing a plan to purchase the silence of a Playboy model with his then-lawyer Michael Cohen.
In the tape from September of 2016, Cohen talks about setting up this company, and then at some point Trump responds, how much is it going to cost? He asks, what do we have to pay for this? $150,000, meaning $150,000. There's some other discussion about how they're going to pay, whether it's going to be in cash or using a check, and then that tape cuts off. Jurors listened intently, and they followed along with a transcript that was shown on monitors in front of them in the jury box. Trump looked incensed as he listened to this tape, listened to his own voice, and followed along, leaning in, looking at the monitors in front of him on the defense table.
A sign of progress in ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas. Joe Fetterman has the latest.
International mediators, the U.S., Egypt, Qatar, have been working repeatedly trying to end the war in recent months. This time, they say that there is room for optimism. Hamas, meanwhile, says it is looking at the latest proposals in a positive light, and it's sending a delegation to Cairo in the coming days to continue these efforts.
The DA's office in New York City says a police officer involved in clearing protesters from a Columbia University building earlier this week fired his gun inside the hall. No one was injured. Meantime, an AP tally finds at least 2,000 people have been arrested since last month as the protests spread to campuses around the country. President Biden weighed in today.
We are not an authoritarian nation where we silence people or squash dissent. The American people are heard. In fact, peaceful protest is in the best tradition of how Americans respond to consequential issues. But, neither are we a lawless country. We are a civil society, and order must prevail.
Weekly economic data, jobless claims hold steady, mortgage rates climbed, and stocks closed with gains. This is AP News. A big Hollywood star visited Capitol Hill today. Margie Zarletta reports actor Halle Berry joined a group of bipartisan senators to push for research and education about menopause.
Halle Berry has been public about painful symptoms she's experienced while going through perimenopause, which is when a woman's estrogen levels start dropping leading up to menopause. Berry says her doctor shied away from the topic, but she was insistent.
I said, I'm in menopause! Okay, and that's why I'm having this issue.
Berry says it's time to destigmatize talking about menopause. A proposal by Democratic Senator Patty Murray of Washington and Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska calls for $275 million for clinical trials, doctor training, and raising awareness of menopause issues. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And Mary J. Blige is convening a Strength of a Woman Summit and Festival on Mother's Day weekend in New York. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.